We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, the Buffalo Blue Jays. We got a road trip in our future, don't we?
No, we're not. I'm not going up to Buffalo. I was hoping to go up in with the Steeler game. Now I don't know if that's going to be doable. I'm not going up to see the Blue Jays. No, I'm not. You know, I love that you keep laughing at that like it's funny. It is ridiculous.
Yes, or
he plays that just to irritate me. I know he does.
Yes. So. That's called a Buffalo Blue Jays doubleheader right there, Ron. All right, without further ado, let's go to our friend Bob Grove on the Hall and Capitis fan hotline. Been covering the Penguins forever. He's our 93.7thefan.com hockey columnist. And as the Penguins tweeted out today, Grover, today is a good day, a very, very good day. And Sidney Crosby, smack in the middle of the photo that accompanies that tweet, he's back. And I think things are looking really good for this team to make a serious run. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree. Joe and Ron, it's great to be on with you as always. I agree that the Penguins have, you know, all the ingredients to make a long run, to be one of the teams that can seriously challenge for the Stanley Cup. And, you know, having Sid back obviously is big, and I don't think any of us ever thought that was anything serious, or I think the Penguins' lines would have looked a little bit different without him. And having him back and having Malkin looking the way he's looking in the scrimmages, he looks like he's ready to play in the Stanley Cup final right now. You have a real good feeling about this team. I think, you know, the biggest question for them really is what kind of goaltending are they going to get and who's going to give it to them?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Bob. I see. I don't know who Rutherford talked to. I don't know if it was Josh Yoey or saying that he expects Murray to get the call on opening night. I don't know if that's his call as much as it's Sullivan's call, but are you still in the Murray camp as far as getting the first start?
Yes, I am, but I'm not, you know, I don't want to say I have a foot in the other camp as well, but so I would lean toward Murray right now, given his playoff experience. And But I got to take the performance of both goalies in totality through the training camp, through the exhibition game they're going to play against the Flyers, and make the judgment. You know, we all know that Murray had an awful first camp inner squad scrimmage. He couldn't do anything but get better from there, which he's done. I mean, he hasn't been outstanding, but he's been much better. Whereas Jari was outstanding in the first scrimmage and has come down a little bit. You know, the thing about Jari outplayed him during the regular season. But let's remember, too, that Tristan Jari's play over the last month and a half of the regular season, his game came down a little bit as well. And I still think it's Murray's job to lose. And I think he's still likely to be there on August 1st in game one against the Canadiens. But, if I were the Penguins, I wouldn't make a judgment until I get right on the eve of that.
Murray has a bad game in game one. Is that it? You immediately go to Jari? In other words, is the leash a little shorter?
Oh, I think absolutely the leash is short. I don't think there's any question. I think it should be. I think Matt Murray's got to prove to them that he's ready to get back to some of the form that he showed in winning, you know, in participating in making it possible to win the Cups in 16 and 17. He's got to show that. And, you know, he'll have a shorter leash, and he should have a shorter leash. Does that mean if he's so-so and they win, he comes out? No, probably not. But if he's so-so and they lose, I think he does come out. And I think this is going to be the way this is going to go. Is I don't think any one of us know exactly what the split's going to end up being, and it'll probably kind of be the guy who gets on a roll is just going to stay there until his game comes down. Even if he's so-so, but the team's still winning, he'll probably stay. Let's remember, Sullivan's no stranger to making difficult playoff decisions as he did in 2017 with Murray and Fleury. He's been there before. He has a lot of faith in Matt Murray. That's the bottom line. Sullivan has a lot of faith in Matt Murray, and that's why I still think it's going to take a disaster between now and August 1st for Murray not to be starting on opening night of the playoffs.
Bob, I get the situation, and I know, you know, these are strange times because of the pandemic, but man, it's awful tough to have a guy be your goaltender when he's looking over his shoulder the first time he gives up a goal, isn't it? I mean, I get that it has to be that way, but isn't that a tough way to have to play?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, when you get to this level of the game, that's just the reality. I mean, that's what Marc-Andre Fleury had to do, you know, when he was here those last couple of playoff runs, right? And so every coach will tell you they like competition because it brings out the best in their players. And Matt Murray is always one about talking about keeping on focused on what he can control. Just focus on don't worry about goals. Don't worry about anything. Just keep your focus where it should be. Control what you can control. He likes to talk about that, and you like a goaltender who talks like that. So he should be able to handle it. But, yeah, the competition is on. And, you know, as we know, I think when we get to the end of this playoff run, I don't care whether it goes three games or it goes 25 and they win the cup, you're going to have one of these two guys is going to have helped solidify his future, not in the league, his future in Pittsburgh, though, however, for sure. So there's a lot on the line in this subplot about the Penguins goaltending here in the playoffs, for sure.
Man, is there ever. We got Bob Grove on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. All right, Craig Custance of The Athletic rated the contenders here, and he has the Tier 1 Stanley Cup contenders as Tampa Bay, St. Louis, Boston, and Colorado. Tier 2 is the Caps, Knights, and Penguins. So first, Grover, I want to know if you agree with that designation. And secondly, it was really interesting. He had an anonymous GM or coach quoted as saying, while the Penguins are very dangerous, there wasn't a time when we played there when I was like, holy cow, they're running over us. Like, he doesn't see them as that type of sort of team capable of dominance. So first the tiers, and then that statement.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't have any problem with the teams the way you had them. You know, again, and we've talked about this, and I agree. I mean, when I think about favorites to win the cup, I don't have the Penguins quite in that group. I have them right on the edge, though. I mean, they're a team, as I just said, they can do this. They absolutely can do this. But when you start comparing them to the teams that are in that top tier, Boston, Tampa Bay, St. Louis, Colorado. I mean, St. Louis just looks, you know, they look awesome, actually. You know, and I love Colorado's team. I love the speed. Not sure on the goaltending piece. We'll see. But Boston and Tampa Bay, nah, I mean, Tampa Bay's loaded. If Tampa Bay can learn from what happened to them last year, I get it. So, and then, you know, his part about not being overrun by them, well, you know, since we don't know who it was that said it, we don't know how many times he saw the Penguins against his team, etc. And so the Penguins might not always impress you as a team that's going to just dominate you from start to finish, but with their skill level, they can make up for their mistakes. I mean, that's the one thing the Penguins have going for them is, you know, we know the experience they have going for them as well in the playoffs, but this is a Pittsburgh team so we've already talked about the goaltending is a little bit of a question mark. What are you going to get? So that's a little bit of a question mark. We know the Penguins are not the greatest defensive team. They're not a bad defensive team, but they're not the greatest. But with the skill level the Penguins have, they can make up for mistakes, and they can do it in a hurry. And that's the thing that makes them very, very dangerous. And so I put them on the edge of being a favorite, but I have no problem with the way that Custance laid those out.
You know, I always caution people, Bob, that, you know, they say, well, you know, it's a time of the year when Tampa Bay will fold. They always do. And I always want to point out, well, I remember people saying that about the Capitals a few years ago, that they never get it done come playoff time. Well, guess what? You know, nothing, some things don't last forever, right? So I'm with you on that. I think they're a really fine team.
Yeah, I mean, Vasilevsky, like many of them, got off to a really poor start, and then he corrected to the point where he's a Vezina finalist. I can't see him winning it, but he's a finalist again. And that team, if they haven't learned from it, then it's time for them to blow it up, to be honest with you. And I think, you know, the litmus test for me with the Tampa Bay Lightning is going to be Steven Stamkos, because I've felt the last 2 years, not only in the first round sweep they suffered last year, but the year before when they lost their last couple of games at home to the Capitals, I didn't notice Stamkos at all in those absolutely critical games. So for me, I think they can do it, but I want to see Steven Stamkos and if he's going to start being a more dominant player at the big, big times for his team, because he hasn't been. And I hate to put it all on one guy, but I think the way he goes will tell us a lot about Tampa's chances.
Grover, Patrick Hornquist back in action. And in my mind, he has to be part of your top power play. You?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's going to be there. We all know what he brings. He doesn't bring the high skill level to the power play, but he brings the annoying ability to just get under the skin of goaltenders and defensemen, and he just never stops. And it doesn't matter how much they pound him, he keeps coming back. And that is an element the Penguins have nowhere else in their lineup like that. And that is a big element. It's a big element of any power play. He'll get some garbage power play goals, yes. He's used to the way these guys function on the power play. I mean, you know, the Penguins' power play has underachieved. But here's the thing, guys, and, you know, that those five players, Crosby, Malkin, Hornquist, if you look at those guys and now you add in Letang and Gensel, they have basically only played two or three games together on the power play this entire season because of injuries. So you can say that the Penguins' power play has underachieved this season, which it has, but that's their best five, and they've basically not been together all season. So I expect the Penguins' power play will be just fine come playoffs, and Hornquist will be a big part of it.
Bob, I keep reading that Malkin is just tearing it up, that he's a man on a mission. I am really eager to see what he does in this playoffs, because we've all seen him in the past where he can just take it over, right?
Yeah, and that's why I mentioned him earlier in the way he's looked to me when I've seen the scrimmages that they've had. He looks ready to go. And I mean, and he is a guy who has talked. He's not been asked specifically about it, but he always brings up kind of like the way he measures himself is just how many cups. That's it. I mean, I love that outlook. And we all know that Evgeny Malkin's, when you look back at the playoff runs the Penguins have had, he brings it. He brings it. He brings the production at playoff time. And he is just an unbelievable matchup problem for the Canadiens, because, you know, I think we can expect the nose line is going to play against Crosby. At least that's what I think. But you've got Suzuki, Kotkaniemi, who plays center at times, and Max Domi. These guys are, Suzuki and Kotkaniemi are rookies. Domi's 25. He's never played in a playoff. How are they going to match up? If they use the nose against Crosby, how are they going to match up against Malkin? And this is one of the reasons why I think the first round is not going to be a big issue for the Penguins. But going forward, yeah, Malkin is—he looks ready to go, and I can't wait to see the way he's going to finish out this season. Because he was the best player for the Penguins during the regular season, was he not?
I'll say. And we're extending this stay a little bit, Grover, because this is compelling stuff. So I want to add this to the mix: is how much intensity do you expect in these exhibition games, like when they play the Flyers next week?
I got to be honest with you. I think it's going to be much like a regular preseason game. I think it might be a tad more, but you can't. Every player in those games is going to want to play the right way, but they're also not going to want to get hurt. And I know they're going to say, well, you can't think about that. So I don't expect huge hits to be being dished out like left and right. I think, you know, it might have a tad more intensity than a regular preseason game, especially coming so close to the start of the playoffs. I think it's really just let's get a look at some different faces and see how, make sure that we're doing what we need to do and not worry too much about it. So there'll be some intensity, but I don't think it's going to be anything like normal. In fact, you know, let's even see if either team maybe leaves some of the some regulars, maybe one or two out, based on what they've seen from them during, you know, inter-squad scrimmages for both teams. That wouldn't necessarily surprise me either.
Bob, getting back to the goaltending, who do you play in that exhibition game? Do you go half and half?
I would. I absolutely would. You know, I want to, again, I'm not, and I look at the way these two goalies have performed and what I've seen of the, you know, I've watched all the scrimmages, but I haven't seen them other than that. So in training camp, and, you know, probably in whole for me, Jari's been a bit better. You know, I want to see him. I want to see him in that game. I want to see them both in that game. So, yeah, I do expect them to split the goaltending duties.
Grover, thank you for your time. Great stuff as always.
Thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.